first of all, you were just saying there to Putlu Lucini's on the live press conference, why you've got the right guy, and I'm struck by, as well as all the sort of football attributes, the personal thing. That clearly really resonated with you.
It does. I mean, I think, as I mentioned when I met, if I didn't feel comfortable with the character, I wouldn't have appointed him. I think it's important that the values that we share, myself and the football club, are shared by Michael, and they were. And so in his company, 3 hours passes very, very quickly. And it's just, you need to know that the person that you're going to have to work with is a relationship that you can actually work with. And I reached that conclusion very quickly. And then the rest of it, you know, Jamie deals with all the technical side of things. You know, can he win football matches? Has he got a good track record? Has he taken clubs forward? All those things. Jamie has worked with me on that. I just wanted to feel that as a human being, I felt he could motivate the team, he'd get on with me, that we'd have to have frank conversations occasionally about certain situations, and we can have those conversations without being concerned about each other. And all those things fell in place. So as I left Gloucester, where we met, I felt really comfortable, thought this is the right thing for me to do. I mentioned in the interviews there, Mike, making decisions like Matt Taylor was one of the toughest I've ever made in my life. I wished and prayed that I didn't have had to make it, but eventually I did. And then it's only been a week. We're already doing a press conference with Michael. But the intensity of the work that we did following the Scunthorpe game, I cannot begin to tell you. Because we had to prepare for Tranmere.
Sure.
As well as the fact that the intensity of the negotiations and getting Michael up here, me going down to see Michael, all those sorts of things was very intense. And I mentioned over the weekend there was a constant chatter with Stefan, myself and Jamie to get this over the line. And yeah, and we did. And I was very, very pleased to get Michael, but if I'm honest with you, I was also relieved because I hate organisational instability.
Right.
I just wanted to put somebody in who I thought would grab hold of the club very quickly, give us stability, and whatever concerns we have about the league position will get alleviated pretty quickly. So it was a combination of job well done, yeah, but relief.
Sure.
But with a real sadness about Matt.
Yes, I understand that, and I did want to mention that. Yeah. But because I know that was an appointment that meant a lot. It was quite a radical appointment, and I think we all found Matt engaging to speak to. But
yeah,
the key thing really is, what has that experience taught you in your role as chairman? Because you're the guy who has to make the decision. We can all have a view and a thought. You've actually got to do it.
I just think Matt didn't... it's on the margins. So he did not do a lot wrong.
No.
His work ethic was phenomenal. His character... Mm. Was engaging. He was great to work with, it was just sometimes in life things don't quite work out. That's not a criticism of the bloke. There's been periods in my career where it just doesn't quite work right, and sometimes life's like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with Matt Taylor, because there isn't. It's just it didn't quite work out for him in those seven games, and they could have gone. Some of those games could have gone either way. They really could have gone either way. Just didn't go his way, and therefore we had to make a change. So I think if I learned anything, Mike, it was the fact that having experience of League Two is invaluable.
I was going to... you mentioned that up there, and I thought that was a very key point. Cause if I ask you, what does Mike Flynn have that Matt Taylor doesn't have?
Well, I think
is that a key thing?
Yeah, I think it's a key thing. I think it's just... he's got 250 games behind him. Although they're the same age.
Yes.
And he's got 250 games behind him in League Two. And he got a club to punch above its weight. So that was the differentiator, I suppose. both hugely talented coaches, and Matt made a big difference to a lot of players, you know, Rushworth, Earing, those sort of players. But it just, for some reason, sometimes life is like that. And you can overanalyze why that was the case. Because with Matt, there wasn't an awful lot wrong. He had he hates me saying he had some bad luck, because he says, I'm not accepting that.
No.
But he had some bad luck.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the strikers at the back of the net, I remember the game, I think it was Bradford where, you know, George missed one, and then Connor missed one, and the world would have been a different place. It's just on the margin sometimes, and that's pretty unfortunate. So I think, but what I, going back to what I really learned, is I do think League 2 experience or League 1 experience is an important component of what I bought in with Michael.
One more thing, if I may, for today. And you know the feelings and the criticisms and the views that Walsall fans have, and they don't all agree on everything. I mean, you know, because you've been one in the long term. You know where they come from.
Yeah.
Is this still going to work in the long run? I mean, are you still... Well, you talk... You want to get to League One and maybe beyond that.
Yeah.
Are you still as convinced as you were the day you came in that that is still achievable?
Absolutely. No doubt, whatever. I mean, let's be clear what I've said from the day I walked in here 2.5 years ago. This club will get back into League One. I wish we'd done it by now. But like all clubs, we've had a pretty rough time. My focus has been on making sure we start a football club.
Yeah.
And we have. But do I think this club will get back into League One? I absolutely do. Do I think it will be challenging in the Championship? Yes, I do. But I also said at that point, I'm the wrong chairman.
Right.
And, I have no problem with that. There'll come a point where, to get this club to the Championship level, the jump between League One and the Championship is huge. It's not a chasm, it's more.
I understand that. What I'm getting to, Lee, is why you're convinced. Because, I mean, look, what you say...
Why am I convinced to get to League One?
Well, you're convinced you can get, as far as you want to. I'm not saying... Look, everybody wants that.
Yeah.
And I understand you want it. But you're absolutely convinced you're going to do it. And I'm asking you to just set out...
I'm convinced because we've got the right infrastructure,
yeah.
We've got the right finances, we've got the right leadership, and we've got the right head coach now in place. And you put those building blocks in. Where I worry myself is stability. The instability that's created when Darryl left us for Port Vale, those sort of tremors that go through a football club take some recovering from. And what I want to do is to settle everyone down, because with the infrastructure that we've got, with the finances that we've got, with the leadership that we've got, there are no excuses. And with the budget that we've got, which I afford the club, I determine what that budget is, there are no excuses for it. So that's why I'm convinced. And because, I talk to other clubs and other chairmen, and I compare my club with theirs, and they all think Walsall punches below its weight, and I do. So that's why I think this club is more than capable of getting to League One and being a powerful League One club. And a lot of the players we have here quite capable of playing in League One, quite capable.